Welcome back to New Rockstars. Doctor Strange has given us a look into the multiverse of madness, and all I can say is the 616 better be preparing to tackle their greatest threat ever, the Pizza Papa. Because that man, that a lot of calories in those pizza balls, a lot of cholesterol, the bill comes due, and the Pizza Papa always gets paid in one way or the other. This is Rogue Theory, the show where we pitch the wildest theories for the nerdy titles that we love. My name is MT, and going rogue with me today is someone I love in every universe. It's Jessica Clemons. What's going on, Jess?
Hey, Pizza Papa always gets paid.
Pizza Papa always gets paid. It's like such a vague threat, but like probably the biggest threat in the MCU so far. I'm scared of Pizza Papa.
I don't want Pizza Papa breaking my knees.
And someone who always knows exactly which universe we need to jump to, it's Whitney Van Lanningham. What's going on, girl?
Oh, man. I am so, so ready to take you to the Let's go. Let's get out of this one. This one is terrible.
It's like the Blue Chew ad hasn't started, right? Just making sure.
Dear Lord.
Oh, wait. And finally, a man who knows how to battle with music notes and host of the Film's Philosophers podcast, it's Eddie Villanueva. What's going on, Eddie?
Bloody hell. I'm going to wet myself. No, not really. What's up, guys?
Yes, he has.
That was me for the first 10 years of my life. I was a hardcore bedwetter, Eddie. So
there you go.
I feel that hardcore. Maybe not 10. Was it 10? I don't know. It was a while. My parents were concerned. Yo, yeah. as an adult, like former bedwetter as a kid, like there's always the fear of like, what if I wake up and the bullshit has started once again?
Oh, yeah. The fear is real.
The fear is real.
Did your parents do the thing that mine did where like, because I also wet my bed a bunch when I was a kid. Did they put plastic sheets on your bed underneath
yes.
your regular sheets?
I was crinkle crackling all the time.
Crinkle crackling sheets. They were so annoying. They were the most annoying things ever. And I didn't realize
what they were for. Why your parents would have to leave towels in the car. That's
yes. yes.
So you fall
MT and I were those people.
What's that? Oh, come
MT
on.
MT and I are just the bedwetters here at New Rockstars.
Yes.
And we're proud to admit
that's the prerequisite to work here. You need to have wet your bed at least.
I wet my bed, just not in that fucking way. Ayo. Oh, the bed.
All right.
There you go.
I see where you're going with this. Okay.
Get it.
The parents. The parents.
Going and wet myself again.
Close the screen. Now, I think we can all agree that seeing the 838 universe in the Multiverse of Madness movie was one of the most exciting parts of the Doctor Strange sequel. But I have so many questions, and I want to know so many more details about this particular universe with the Illuminati. So, this leads us to our first topic of today. Who are the 838 Avengers? Because assuming Captain Carter was the leader of the Avengers in that universe before she got a half off, she got sliced. And, Peggy, can't catch a break.
Who else would be?
Seriously, sorry, Steve. good thing he's probably not alive to see that. Yeah. But who else would be on this lineup? Like Steve Rogers in the Hydra Stomper, maybe, if he's still alive?
No, God. Kick his ass out of here. Captain Carter just live. Let her be her without freaking Steve Rogers. I really want to live in that universe 838, but I also want in that universe because my favorite parts of Marvel movies are when they're like, what the hell are what the fuck are the Avengers? So I don't want there to be Avengers in this universe. I don't want there to be Avengers. I don't want there to be a team. Okay. I want everybody to work solo. But to be playing up that rogue theory, since we already got Professor X, there's mutants, right? There's got to be mutants in this world. Yeah. So I do want there to be like the Jean Grey. To clearly be one of the members of the Avengers. I feel like she would take the place of what Wanda would have been on the Avengers in that world.
Okay, but which one? Which Jean Grey are we talking about?
I'm talking about first movie we see Jean Grey. I don't want her to be the Phoenix yet.
Okay.
I don't want her to be that.
Okay.
Down. Sorry, my cat in this freaking window, dude. This bird. She will not stop. And it's this bird nest chose the worst place to set up because now my cat is trying to attack them. But I just want it to be like the Jean Grey that we saw in the the second movie, only because that Jean Grey was also like more coherent, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? She wasn't as like crazy. And we're not getting young Jean Grey also. We're getting like middle-aged normal Jean Grey. But I want there to be a couple of mutants on there. You could put like, who else would be on there? I guess you could put like, no, I don't want to put Wolverine on there. You put Storm on there. Mm. Oh, you'd absolutely have to put Storm on there. Storm would have to be like the leader.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She would totally be on the Avengers. Absolutely.
I think Spider-Man would also, but I want Spider-Man's Uncle Ben to be the pizza papa. I want it to be Bruce Campbell. And when he gets home, when he gets home after that 3-week fight, Spider-Man's like, what's happened to you? There, Peter Parker's like, what's happened to you? And he's just like, oh, this freaking wizard with a cape. Had me punch myself for 3 weeks in the same spot.
So when we were talking about topics for this one came up and I'm thinking like actual like teams, just because I feel like Marvel has enough teams going on that we could actually see a plausible one. And honestly, the only thing that really came to mind for me, because I really liked the idea that those core team that we saw in the Illuminati are no longer, you know, they're not leading the Avengers. They're in the Illuminati. Let's just put it that way. And so the first thing that came to mind was the 2010 new Avengers, the right. one actually led by the illustrious Luke Cage. Which has a really good plethora of folks. I mean, you got Luke Cage. You got, let's see, it was Luke Cage, Victoria Hands in it, which we've seen her in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We got Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, Miss Marvel, Thing. Mm. I mean, it's a lot of folks that could plausibly be in that universe, especially since we do get the incredible, I guess, spoiler alert, the incredible reveal of Ben Richards. Reed Richards, sorry, in the in this universe. And so if Reed Richards is there, Ben Grimm should be there to be the Thing. And I feel like we got to pull in more of the great things from like the Netflix / Disney Plus Now series. And I want to see things like Luke Cage. I want to see Jessica Jones. I want to see, you know, Daredevil come into the fray. You know, I want to see a new Iron Fist. You know, I want to see all these different opportunities for the shows that we've already come to know and love, and see them get an opportunity in this. And I think that would be a great platform for that. Like, can you imagine Luke Cage leading the Avengers?
What I like about your pitch is you just chose a bunch of people that are just very strong. So when it's like actually time to fly, they're like, I can jump high.
Yeah. They can run, just run to their situation.
It's a heavy stomp. They are never going to be quiet any situation.
Right. Who wants a piggyback ride while I jump around the city?
Captain Marvel can fly.
Oh, did you? Okay. I was this like, all I heard Luke Cage, Jessica Jones. You said the Thing.
I'm sorry, Miss Marvel. I mean, you could right. You could carry the Thing. I mean, you can just, you know,
he's pretty light. He's pretty fine.
Exactly.
But no, I love this idea of like, you know, just having this Avengers team in this A38 universe that is like a fully realized Avengers team that we would see in like the comics, because like we do have all of these actors that have been assigned to these roles, but like they're kind of spread out throughout the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse at this point. So like we see that the Illuminati seems to be a amalgamation of all the Marvel stuff and the Marvel characters that we've known and across the years. So it makes sense that the Avengers team would also be an amalgamation of like, you know, Luke Cage as played by, I forget the actor's name. Why am I blanking on his name? He's awesome dude.
Sexy man, sexy bald black man. Nope, that's you, MT.
Sexy
sorry.
Black man.
sorry, MT, got you and Luke Cage mixed up. So easy
There's
to
only
do, baby.
Two in the universe. It's me.
And the Watcher. And the Watcher.
The Watcher.
The Watcher.
Jeffrey Morgan.
Jay Washington. We can keep naming off our famous black friends.
His name is Mike Coulter.
Mike Coulter, yes. Oh my God.
I remember him from the Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, like, you do,
I think
baby.
He and Viola Davis are cousins.
They're cousins?
If you guys, I think
that's a sexy family.
Yeah, Viola Davis and Mike Coulter are cousins, if I'm not mistaken.
A sexy family, also a brilliant acting family. That acting tree is in their freaking genes, if that's true.
But I mean, in all honesty, I want to see the Defenders done right. Like, honestly, I want to see Kevin Feige get his hand on the Defenders, put him into an Avengers team and say, all right, this is what you were supposed to get. You know, kind of thing, because, you know, I don't know. I thought they kind of did him a little funky.
I would love that. I would really love to see it. But what you got, Whitney?
Ah, oh, man. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and say that since this, so like 8838, that universe is kind of like the utopia, right? Like, that's like the one where, right, like,
they got rainbow clouds. It better be a utopia. Green.
Yeah, renewable energy is happening. The planet isn't on fire or dying.
The red light, green light game is flipped. You know,
red light, green light, right? Flipped.
It's a game now.
So to me, because that universe was able to get everything else so perfectly right, I think that in the 838 universe, Morbius is the head of the Avengers.
Because, oh my God,
they did Morbius correctly in 838. And so he's actually a really cool guy, yeah, in that universe. He's actually the coolest guy. He's everyone's favorite Marvel hero. And yeah, so the Avengers are led by Morbius, co-captain, Frogman. Of course.
Oh my God.
Why wouldn't he be on my super team?
The wholesome king. A wholesome king. By the way, this is random. Someone tweeted me an image of Tony Stark receiving a letter. He's going through a hard time. And who does he get a letter from? Only the most wholesome man in the universe, Frogman, telling him that he can do it. He was like, don't give up, Tony. You can do it. And that's why Eugene Petilio is the best Marvel character ever. Sorry, yeah. Continue. The end. Frogman writes the end.
Frogman is a nice man, and so he's also in the Avengers. Exactly. Then I'm going to say we have Squirrel Girl, because I like her.
Yes.
And I think she's sweet.
She's the best.
And
side note, really quick to that, have you guys been checking out the Disney podcast for Squirrel Girl?
No.
It is amazing. Ooh, it is hilarious. There is like a
What's it called?
The Amazing Squirrel Girl radio show or something like that. She's doing like a college radio show. Like, we're totally doing a plug right now for Marvel, but they put it out. There's like 3 or 4 episodes out right now. You can get a subscription to get the next episode ahead, but it's so funny.
Her bio says, I kick butts and eat nuts. Yeah. Not always in that order.
Squirrel Girl.
That's her slogan.
But if you check it out, it's super fun, and it's definitely a really good listen to, because it's really incorporating a lot more of like Squirrel Girl into the MCU, because she talks about everything that's happening in the MCU as well in the form of Squirrel Girl. Yeah, it's funny. That one girl, that one actress that everybody's been really pushing for to play Squirrel Girl, is the one voicing her in the podcast.
Oh, that's good. Just another reason. They're like, cast her.
We're just basically making it happen.
So that would be the worst thing if they casted a different person for her, and then they still have that freaking radio show. I'd be so irritated. I'd be like, I'm just gonna raise freaking hell and eat a bunch of nuts. Eat all the nuts.
Gonna wait myself.
But okay, Morbius, Frogman, we got Squirrel Girl.
Morbius, Frogman, Squirrel Girl, and my last pick, because this is a different multiverse, so anything is possible, anything at all. And so my last pick is going to be Dominic Toretto from The Fast and the Furious, because in 838, he's an Avenger.
I would love that.
They need someone who can go fast.
Crazy.
They need someone who can go real fast. Well,
I mean,
after Pietro died, they definitely do. He's the next best option.
Yes, exactly. They need the new Pietro.
Imagine if in WandaVision, instead of the Fox X-Men Pietro, we got just Vin Diesel. It's like, I was the next best option. I was the fastest thing that Agatha could find.
Oh, no, but you know what the moment would be in the 838 universe? You know, back in, what was it, Ultron, when Colby Smulders, Maria Hill, is like explaining them, and she's like, he's fast and she's weird, but this time it's, he's fast and he's also furious.
There you go. There you go. That works. Dominique.
I could totally see that happening. Colby would deliver that perfectly.
And then you're going to have this awkward exchange between, you know, Groot and Vin Diesel as Dominique Toretto.
Yes.
Like, you're so familiar.
But no, now that we're like building like our own little fake Avengers, like, these are all amazing theories. You guys are all amazing. But I really do love this idea of just I'm a huge Frogman lover. Whitney knows this.
I know this.
I need Frogman on the Avengers at some point.
At any point. Just give him to us.
Seriously. He's literally Marvel's Kick-Ass. If you liked Kick-Ass with Aaron Taylor Johnson, that's just basically Frogman in my eyes. So like, I'm gonna give Whitney at 20,000 rogue points for that one, because it's just, it's super rogue. It's super crazy. I love it. But you guys also had amazing theories, as always, because I love you guys and you guys are super smart. So I'm going to give you guys 17,000 points each for your amazing theories, because I really do want to see the Netflix Defenders incorporated into this Avengers universe. Yeah, and like, I need to see it, because like freaking Luke Cage, like people never really remember that Luke Cage sort of led the Avengers and he was like the head honcho. Like he's who they looked up to and all that stuff. So like, I want that. I want to see that in some universe, at least like a cameo. I want to see them. I want to see him in that leader role, because it's really dope.
Yeah, they've all established he's very hot, so they should just make him the leader of the Avengers. Like, that is an attractive man.
He's fine as hell. Fine as hell. Oof. Don't even get me started.
Martin Luther King gave a thumbs up during when Jess and Luke Cage got together.
Martin Luther King, MT.
Exactly what I wanted.
No, Martin Luther King, MT, and Luke Cage. What do the three have in common? Sex and bald black men. I also think Martin Luther King is that. Let me make sure. I forgot what Martin Luther King kind of looked like.
He's not bald.
Okay, he's not bald. He just has a hairline that starts all the way up here.
Just a sexy black man. There you go. Sexy black men.
Yes, sexy black men. I mean, changing the world. I wouldn't call myself in that category, but hey, I feel honored. Thank you very much.
There you go. Sexy black men who are changing the world. There you go.
That are changing the world.
Thank you.
That are changing the world. That are
changing the world.
Only MT and Martin Luther King, which you guys kind of almost have the same initials. I don't know how I feel about that. We'll talk about it later. Talk about that later.
I'm the reincarnation.
Oh, I knew it. You were the fuck. When were you born? 1969? Was that it?
I had a dream, and then I dreamed walked into my variant.
What if in another universe
he works?
And another, in a different universe, you are Martin Luther King Jr. Oh my, the poor black people watching this are like, "Will you please stop?" The poor black people watching. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm pretty sure some of our audience are also saying in another universe, MT is a variant of Seth Rogen. So just saying.
I do have like a Seth Rogen laugh sometimes. Yeah. I don't know why you do it. I don't know when I started doing it. But
I
like,
love it though. You're a great laugh, MT.
I have like a chaotic laugh. It's very
That's
weird.
That's why I but like it.
There you go.
All right. But up next, we are going to talk about Doctor Strange's career aspirations beyond being a doctor. But first, there's stuff that I have to say. Head on over to newrockstarsmerch.com to take a look at our awesome merch options. Our partners at Epic Hero just released their newest latest Obsession shirt, inspired by Doctor Strange, called Shattered Madness. And like all the latest Obsession shirts, it's limited edition. So once it's gone from this universe, it's gone for good. Like, you know, all the dark holds, apparently. So grabbing some of our merch is a great way to support the channel. So be sure to check out all of our awesome merch options over at newrockstarsmerch.com.
Spring is here and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets at the fraction of the cost. You're going to put them in your mouth. You're going to go, big old boner, big old boner. That's how that works. You can take them anytime, day or night. So you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity or the erection arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription and your rock-hard penis in just a few days. It's all done online, so there's no visits to the doctor's office. You don't have to go tell some guy in khaki pants that you can't get laid because your dick is always flaccid. You don't have to have that uncomfortable conversation with someone. No awkward, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, no getting up to the counter and the hot pharmacist is like, hey, big boy, what are you buying today? Some Advil? And you're like, no, my dick is broken. You don't have to have that conversation with anyone. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. Everyone in the multiverse is looking for confidence. They're also looking to just be so goddamn, like a pillar, like like a Roman Colosseum down there. That's how hard you want to be. Everyone in the multiverse wants that. Everybody wants that confidence. And Blue Chew can give it to you. It really can. If you could benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ROGUE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew promo code ROGUE to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. The code is ROGUE, but your boner will be tame as hell. Did I do
your
it right?
Enthusiasm during this Blue Chew. I've never seen a Blue Chew ad read so enthusiastic. It was amazing.
I mean, she's going to give Tommy a run for his money.
I want everyone to get a boner, guys. I just want everyone to have one.
Everyone deserves a boner. Right?
BFE, hashtag BFE, boner for everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yes. When I run for president, that will be my platform. It will be a very solid platform because of the Blue Chew.
A very strong, firm platform. A turgid platform.
A turgid platform, if you will. Back in my day, you would never be caught wearing sweatpants and joggers outside of your home or the gym after you took a Blue Chew. That's a bad idea. Just kidding. Let me try this again. We can't merge the brands.
Yes, you can.
Back in my day, you would never be caught wearing sweatpants and joggers outside of your home or the gym. We dressed in only the finest apparel in public. But now things have changed and the youths are in charge and the rules are out the window. So our friends at Stance are making a full line of sweatpants, joggers, hoodies, and more that you'll be proud to be seen wearing all over town. And not just socks anymore, not just socks. Socks were where they started. Stance is bringing color, comfort, and creativity from toe to head with the launch of our all-new apparel line. That's right. What started out as a radical reinvention of your sock drawer is now expanding to the entire wardrobe, the entire thing. Colonization is happening. It's spreading out. Check out Stance's super soft line of sweatpants and joggers, shirts, hoodies, hats, and more, now available in a full range of fits, prints, fabrics, and fun. Embrace a life of superior comfort and creative expression with everyday active apparel that truly is stitched different. They have really fun patterns and colors and even partner with brands like The Simpsons, Star Wars, Disney, Major League Baseball, and the NBA. Stance's philosophy is that you should never have to sacrifice your own individual style for the sake of comfort. And now you don't have to. So whether you're relaxing around the house, working out at the gym, or running all over town, Stance now delivers its signature softness and creativity in a full line of active apparel styles. From toe to head, Stance has got you covered. So head on over to stance.com and get 15% off your first purchase. Use promo code ROGUE at checkout to apply. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance. Stitched different. We also want to thank our partners at Athletic Greens because off-screen producer Brandon recently started taking their AG1 every day to improve his immune system and give him more energy. One scoop of AG1 in just a cup of water provides 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. Brandon loves it because he can make it quickly in the morning before work and it supports mental clarity and alertness. Like, that dude is sharp all the time because of Athletic Greens. And Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing. And for every purchase, they donate to organizations helping to get nutritious food to kids in need, including No Kid Hungry here in the U.S. It's just one scoop of AG1 in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Vitamin D is super important. I'm deficient, so this is great. So all you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/rogue. Again, this is athleticgreens.com/rogue to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Whew. All right. The end of Multiverse of Madness, our good Doctor Strange living with his new third eye and perhaps meeting a new love to battle the forces of evil with. But does Steven have any other aspirations? So this leads us to our second topic for today. Will Steven Strange ever be the Sorcerer Supreme again? Because the MCU seems to be embracing a theme for its heroes passing on the torch. So, you know, with Thor stepping away from Asgard to let Valkyrie rule, to Steve Rogers handing the Captain America mantle to Sam Wilson, do we think Strange is done trying to reclaim the title of Sorcerer Supreme, even when America Chavez implied that every Stephen Strange in the multiverse is a Sorcerer Supreme?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think, yeah, I feel like this is, Benedict Cumberbatch is a very nuanced actor. And I feel like with Benedict Cumberbatch's ability to do so many other things, I feel like this is one of those moments where he's now building the platform to where he passes the mantle fully. Even to the point to where he replaces even himself with another Doctor Strange. And by that, I mean neither because we get that great introduction of Clea at the end of the film. Spoiler alert, whatever. And so with Clea coming in, there's options for either making Clea the next Sorcerer Supreme or just the new quote unquote Doctor Strange. Or we get the introduction of Stephen Strange and Clea's son, Stephen Jr., which there is a storyline in the comics where Stephen Jr. Is born and he's like a young teenager, and Stephen Strange actually disappears. Like he's gone for some reason.
I'm so sorry. It was my cat. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Keep going. I'm going to mute myself for a second.
It's all good.
Hey, then, man. I hate when the fathers disappear too, man. That's not right. Cool. When you have a kid and they disappear,
I mean,
what the heck?
Same. My dad also went out for a carton of cigarettes and never came back. So
I feel the reaction. It's.
I feel you, young Steven.
But so he becomes essentially the next Sorcerer Supreme, essentially. He takes over the mantle for his father, becomes a sorcerer and so forth. And so I feel like this is building that platform so Benedict Cumberbatch can continue to do the other things. Because I feel like Benedict Cumberbatch isn't the type of actor who wants to be pigeonholed in one particular role for too long. I mean, he did the same thing with Sherlock, you know, and several other things. I mean, he's just somebody I feel who has no problem just saying, all right, I think I'm good. Let's start making the ways to transition out and do other things.
So like, so you're saying that like, you feel like Benedict Cumberbatch is going to like transition out of the MCU completely?
I feel like it. Yeah, I feel like he's gonna, okay. I mean, he may do like an appearance later down the road or something, but I feel like he's starting to pave the way so that he can pass that torch and have other either notable Strange family take over or pass everything over to Wong and have Wong be the main kind of point of contact for sorcery in that universe.
I really do like this idea of Clea being the Sorcerer Supreme down the line once, you know, Wong is done with it. Because like, you know, it's really be cool to see a female Sorcerer Supreme in the MCU. And like, you know, Steven Jr., like I had no idea that Steven Jr. and like that whole arc with him like taking over the mantle, so like I would love to see that as well. And like, you know, it does make sense to me, like you said, like Benedict Cumberbatch is this actor, he likes to do different types of things, but he also, like, even in the role of Doctor Strange, I feel like the Sorcerer Supreme, like we see in the movie, like it's sort of like a very, you have a lot of responsibility, like you have to take care of all of these wizards and like you have the fate of the world in your hands. And I feel like Doctor Strange as a character is more adventurous. He's like, I just want to do it out, like mess around with magic and like, you know, like meet an attractive woman and go to another dimension with her and all that stuff. So like, you know, I feel like he can't really do that as the president of magic. So he's like,
Sir President of Magic. He was knighted as the king of magic. He's
so funny.
Him and David Blaine are in the Illuminati together.
Along with and Chris. Chris Angel's working on, there you go.
David Blaine and Chris Angel are the three president, vice president, and the secretary of magic.
Wow. Sometimes we invite that one kid from Yu-Gi-Oh, but that's it.
Do you think that Chris Angel could take out Wanda, and why is the answer yes?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Can Wanda come down from wires? I'm sorry, does Wanda have a residency in Las Vegas? I didn't think so.
We get this appearance of all these sorcerers and magicians, and then in comes this wheelchair, and it's David Copperfield.
Oh, Wanda plays at the Luxor right before Carrot Top. Right before Carrot Top, whoever wants to go see Wanda. Wanda open for Carrot Top, feel free.
I also just really, I like the idea of, like, instead of an old Captain America, it's just really old Lance Burton. And he's like real decrepit.
There you go.
Now we've built the Avengers of magicians, you guys.
Honestly, that should have been the topic today.
838 Avengers entirely of magicians. Can I take back my previous answer?
This should have been the question. This is the real question.
They're going to be known as the Las Vegas Avengers.
Las Vegas Avengers.
You know that Carrot Top is the head of the Las Vegas Avengers.
No, the buff older Carrot Top too. No thanks.
Yo, if Party Thor is not on this team, we've done something wrong. Oh, Party Thor is all about Vegas.
Oh,
baby.
Party Thor, yeah. Yes. Party Thor is on the team. Vegas Avengers.
And they keep calling Celine Dion and she keeps refusing to join.
She will not join. She will not.
Thor's like, bring in the wizard.
Is the Hank Pym of the
Celine Dion is the Hank Pym.
There you go.
Oh my God. All right. Let's rain this in, guys. Let's rain this in.
No, I can't.
Thor's like, we need to
bring. Oh God. Okay. So going back to the lesser of the two topics. No, I'm joking. I'm joking, Brandon. This is a great question. Clearly, I just love Vegas and I love Vegas magicians. And I love a Vegas magician, baby. Who are the two magicians in Vegas? The Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller.
Oh my God. Yes. That would be incredible.
And Teller is Black Bolt.
That would be absolutely
because he doesn't talk.
Yes. Teller is Black Bolt because he doesn't talk. Yes. Yes.
That is so funny. That's amazing. That's perfect. That's 1,000% perfect.
This up for me right now. It'll be my new background on my Twitter. Yeah, I will put it. I will change it.
If there's anybody out there who can do fan art of the Las Vegas Avengers for us, please.
Yeah,
we made it easy for you.
Yeah.
I will retweet it. I will shout it.
I'll make it every banner of everything.
Make that.
Tyler, new rock stars to retweet it onto the new rock.
Oh yeah, we will force Tyler to retweet it if somebody makes us the Las Vegas Avengers.
Go. Okay, sorry. Will Stephen Strange ever be? Yeah, and wait, sorry.
No, it's totally fine. We're going rogue.
And we did go rogue, baby. That wasn't even a rogue theory though. That was just going
that
off.
That wasn't even a rogue question. It just happened that way.
I don't think he's ever gonna be the Sorcerer Supreme again. And I think mainly why he shouldn't be the Sorcerer Supreme again is because he did have a chance to take a look at the Darkhold. And I'm not trying to say people that take the Darkhold are mistrustworthy, but seeing is believing. Once you read that, it takes over you and it takes over everything else. So yeah. I don't think he's like gonna be completely bad, but I do think just because he inherited a little bit from the Darkhold, it might be best to just keep roaming the galaxy with or the multiverse with Clea instead of becoming the Sorcerer Supreme in charge of the everything. I think that's great as Wong. It should stay Wong. It should have always been Wong too, because Wong is the only person that is like horse blinders, keeping it straight, recognizing what's really wrong, and no one listens to them. So I think keeping Strange going crazy in other galaxies, having fun, having a new girl, go ahead. Wong being the like actual teacher is probably the best idea. There you go. That wasn't rogue, but it was
really good. No, like I think you raise a really good point with the fact that he has dipped in the Darkhold, because like one of my favorite moments from Multiverse of Madness is when Wanda sees Strange dreamwalking and he's like, "You're a hypocrite," because like that sort of calls back to when Caecilius called the Ancient One a hypocrite for using the powers of the Dark Dimension to extend her life. So I think that, you know, this idea of like not having a Sorcerer Supreme that is dark influenced, it means a lot for the people of Kamar-Taj and like for Wong, because like they don't like they sort of agree with Mordo in the way where it's like we have to be responsible, we can't be super crazy with our power, and Doctor Strange, he's the most irresponsible man that we know, and so maybe not let him be the Sorcerer Supreme until he can learn how to
part of that as well is like I feel like once you use the Darkhold, it's like that threshold. Once you cross that threshold, you can't really go back. And it just like,
once you go black, you can't go back. It's a basic law of the universe.
It's a basic law of the universe.
Yes. Everyone knows this. Once you go black, you can't go back. All right. That's just how it
works. Once Jessica Jones f***ed Luke Cage, she was like, I'm going right back.
It's like Rosario Dawson had no chance. Just saying.
Once you go Rosario Dawson, you never go back. Oh my God. I would kill everybody for Rosario Dawson. That goes without saying.
That first episode of that other season with Luke Cage when he gets out of prison, like that was like straight up, they were f***ing in every part of that room, him and Rosario Dawson. It was like, oh my God, this is Marvel? Marvel?
Yeah, that was pretty hard.
Don't get me started. Oh God, he's so fine. God, that man drives me crazy. So does Rosario Dawson. I don't need this. I don't need this right now. Yes. We're on rogue theory.
What you got, Whitney?
So I kind of, I'm torn with this one because on one hand, I'm like, okay, but the character of Doctor Strange is relentlessly annoying in his pursuit to become Sorcerer Supreme. Like, up until now, he's been so obnoxious about wanting the title so bad. So there's like a part of me that's like, okay, but like, people don't change that much. He's still going to want it. You know, like that's still going to be something that maybe he wants down the line. But I do agree that like right now he saw what happened with the Darkhold. He read the Darkhold. So he's like enlightened now. He's educated now. He understands. And like, you know, Jess said, once you f- with the Darkhold, it sticks with you forever. And if you, I was like reading through because I was just like, looking up my Darkhold history for like a video I was writing the other day, and I was reading about all of the other people who have like temporarily mastered the Darkhold and how all of them met like horrible fates. Like nobody who's read the Darkhold has just like been okay afterwards ever. Like not even one person. Every single person has either had their soul like enslaved and damned, or they've died in a horrific way, or like they've been possessed by C'thon, whatever the f- So I do think that because of that, yeah, it's kind of hard to get elected president of magic when you have like when part of your soul already belongs to a demon. So, yeah. Right. So like I think that he'll still want to be Sorcerer Supreme in his heart. I don't know if he should be, though. Like, I don't know. I don't think that they should let him be.
Yeah, honestly, like I do like that idea because like we know like Stephen Strange is the biggest ego ever, like one of the biggest egos in Marvel Universe, especially after Tony Stark passed away. He definitely wants the title of Sorcerer Supreme, but I think by the end of this trilogy, what we're going to see is him rejecting the whole idea of Sorcerer Supreme, because like it's his character development. He's like, you know what? I don't need to have the title to make a difference and to be, you know, good. It's not about me. It's about everyone, which is what the whole message of Doctor Strange 1 was.
I just think, I think he respects Wong too much. I think he is arrogant, but I think his arrogance is his closeness to Wong and seeing all the stuff Wong's done for him and for the Sanctum in general. But I think he saw so much of that that he's like, I don't need to take this title to be recognized as like the most powerful because this does belong to Wong. I think Wong did die, then she Wong started scaling. Yeah, once Wong dies, Cat, he will come back. She started scaling the screen, and I live on the third floor, so she will fall out. I have to scream her name. She's named after Kat Dennings, also. I'm not a monster.
Once Wong dies, your cat is going to become Sorcerer Supreme.
I, God forbid. God forbid. She will kill every bird in the universe. She will come for every living thing with wings. Yeah, without the Darkhold. God forbid. We will.
No Darkhold. No Dormammu bargaining, just all birds dead.
Bald eagles are already going extinct. My cat will make sure that deed gets done. Like, I can't live. We can't. But yeah, once Wong passes or just like gives away the mantle or does whatever, that's when Strange will want to take it back. But I think until then, as long as Wong is alive, I think he's respecting.
Yeah, because that's like his bestie.
Yeah.
And they rag on each other, but they love each other.
I love their relationship so much.
I do too. Their relationship is really
like
cute.
They've grown so much together that she's like, all right, I used to like think you were an annoying librarian, and now you're like my brother. So this is really cool. And now we're bros.
That bow that he finally gave him at the end of the movie was like another bow of like another relationship of theirs has now crossed another tier. Like they are now having sex, maybe. Who knows?
Will Wong and Steven kiss? But no, these are all very valid points. And like these, and like I really do think that, you know, Stephen Strange will likely not be the Sorcerer Supreme again, which is kind of weird because like he has traditionally been the Sorcerer Supreme in the comics. But it seems like, you know, there is a whole arc of like him like sort of rejecting himself and like sort of just letting himself go and putting his ego aside. And like, you know, putting his trust in other people, like with Wong and like with Christine at the end of Multiverse of Madness, with Spider-Man in the entirety of Spider-Man No Way Home, it's letting himself not be in the driver's seat, which is like what the whole lesson of Multiverse of Madness was. But yeah, I want to give everyone 100,000 rogue points for this one because you guys had all super valid points. So, which leads us to our rogue question time where the true winner will be found because this is where I'm going to award 2 million points. This is for 2 million points, guys. So you guys better be freaking rogue as heck. It's whose line is it anyway rules, all right? So it's no, the points don't matter. All right, here we go. Now, we saw some multiverses in Multiverse of Madness. I don't know if you noticed. We saw a couple of multiverses, but we could have used more. I'm not going to lie. We could have used a little bit more. I wanted to see, you know, it was a cool universe full of Haley Steinfeld. It would have been great if she was just every Avenger. That'd be nice.
Avenger is just Haley Steinfeld.
Kate Bishop is Iron Man. I want to see Kate Bishop with a goatee. I want that to happen. But anyway, I want each of you to pitch me a rogue universe, what you would have liked to have seen in the film, and what makes that universe so special. So let's travel the multiverse together, shall we?
Pug Planet. Whole multiverse just made out of pugs. Can you imagine?
That would be amazing.
The little pug Sorcerer Supreme and his little pug Sorcerer Supreme suit would be so cute.
I need to see Pizza Pugpa right now.
Pizza Papa Pug. Pizza Papa Pug always gets a page.
I want to see Pugmerica Chavez jumping through the
multiverse. Pugmerica Chavez. Oh my gosh. Pugter Strange.
I want a planet that everyone is, it's The Sims. Everybody's a Sims character. Yeah. Everybody's a Sims. Yeah. Everything's The Sims. Everything must be played as The Sims.
You could so easily murder me by just taking the ladder out of the swimming pool, Jess, and I would just be in there like that.
And we don't know. I would say like the Illuminati, but I want to say like whoever the most powerful villain is. It could be Wanda is the one that could actually control us. So like she could just block us in our basement and then set the house on fire or like just like order us to do weird things. But until that day, I think we should all be Sim.
That would be hilarious. I want to speak the Sim language. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, I have two answers. Okay, so my first answer is a little bit more of like what I really, really, really wanted to see. And it's been something I've been wanting to see in the MCU for some time, but I know it's going to take a little bit. I want to see 1 million BC Avengers universe, which is the time frame where you actually... So the going back to like to when we were talking about the Avengers, it was a time where you had Thor... Odin... as Odin, wielding Mjolnir. You have the actual Sorcerer Supreme Agamotto. You have Firebrand. You have a demon-possessed Ghost Rider. And there's one other person.
I think, is it the Phoenix?
I believe so. Oh, the original Black Panther. And the Phoenix, you're right. But I feel like seeing like Agamotto, actual Agamotto, the Sorcerer, would be super cool. Bringing back like Anthony Hopkins and DH him so he can fight. That would be fun too. I mean, I'm pretty sure Anthony Hopkins would probably do it on his own either way. But I feel like that would be a really great universe to go to. But the other universe that I was thinking, the other one that I really, really want to see is, oh, by the way, I feel like that's kind of where the dinosaurs were at when they tumbled through those universes. I feel like that may be that time frame. But we don't see a lot of it because we just see, you know, dinosaurs fighting, blah, blah, blah. But I do want to see the universe, the Duckverse, where everybody...
The Howard the Duck?
There's a Duckverse where there's literally a duck version of Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
And I feel like that would be so great just to bring in the hilarity of like Howard the Duck with Duck Vengers and Doctor Strange and all of that.
Yes.
Like, I just feel like that would be so cool.
Yeah, but then who would win the incursion? The Pug Planet or the Duck Planet? Because
they just do what the Spaniards do when they have sex and make an amalgamation. Out. You know, just...
I don't want that. I don't want that. That's disgusting. That's filthy. First off, they can't breathe. Yeah, I was like, they couldn't breathe.
There's literally a commercial going on in the duck in the pug universe. If your lipstick doesn't come up, Blue Chew is the. You know.
I don't like this.
If your red lipstick isn't as hard as a red rocket as you want it to be.
Ew, I'm good. I'm solid. No thanks.
Oh my God.
Blue Chew. I don't like dog wieners.
Too bad. They exist. Dog wieners, they're out there in the multiverse, whether you like it or not. Dude, ducks have weirder wieners than dogs. Ducks have coarser
exactly.
Dicks.
Yo, so why are we trying to splice them with a fucking dog?
No, you're right. That's a terrible
ducks
idea.
Ducks are kind of fucked up as creatures if you really look into it.
Ducks are really bad characters. Up. They're really bad animals. Not as bad as this animal. Not as bad as this bird-eating animal.
No.
Well, keep going.
These are all great multiverses. I would have loved to see each and every one of them, especially the Pug Duck Planet, because that I would have just. I just want to see what that site.
I just
want to
see what happens. I want to know what happens.
But I have to give it to you, this Eddie's idea of just seeing the old school Avengers, because I loved that run, that little small run that they had with the Avengers.
Yeah, they're
BC.
Like million BC Avengers.
Avengers before Christ.
Before Christ Avengers.
Wait a minute. I'm about to buy this. I'm going to buy this right now. This and the Las Vegas Avengers. Yeah, I love it. I'm here for
the
it.
Las Vegas Avengers team up with the Before Christ Avengers.
There you go.
But the Las Vegas Avengers, they don't have BC. They have BCA before Chris Angel.
Before Chris Angel. We wore magic until Chris Angel hit the scene in 1983. If he was never born in 1983, we don't know what magic is.
And then they all have dinner together and there's a painting of the last magical supper.
Yes, the last magic supper.
With Chris Angel in the middle.
Mind freak.
But yes, I do love Eddie's idea and Rogue answer the best for today, which makes Eddie today's winner. Woo! With 2 million bajillion points. I forget how much I said. Eddie, thank you for your answers. But of course, all of you guys did amazing as always. And, you know, the points don't really matter. And we just like talking about nerd stuff because Rogue Theory is fun that way. But that is it for this episode of Rogue Theory. Thank you to our amazing guests, Jessica Clemens, Whitney Van Lenningham, and Betty. Betty.
And Betty is Venom and Eddie Brock's ship name.
Yes. That's their ship name, Betty.
Or Betty. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Oh, true. Or Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, sure.
Okay. And Eddie Villanueva. Support all of them on their Twitters and everything that they do. And of course, you can support our channels by checking out all of our awesome merch over at newrockstarsmerch.com. And if you have a Rogue Theory of your own, please share them on our Discord. If you are 18 years old and order just the odor. Whoops. And odor. Please put on your deodorant. If you are 18 year old,
please shower regularly. We are begging you.
Please. We really are begging you. So yeah, if you're 18 years old or older, hit that link in the description box below to join the conversation. And you can follow me at Mastertainment if you want to see me tweet some really weird shit. But more importantly, you can follow New Rockstars on all our social platforms. We love you guys so much. Thank you for spending time with us. You guys are amazing. Yay. And we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye.